This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
We all know by now that cigarette smoking is linked to cancer and lung disease, but the Surgeon General is out with a pretty stunning new report today on what other diseases it causes. And there's new information on just what smoking costs us. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now live from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Hey, Lizzie.
So what new diseases are we talking about here?
Yeah. Now the Surgeon General, Lizzie, says smoking causes liver cancer and colorectal cancer, not just lung cancer, along with type 2 diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis.
So what kind of recommendations are in the report?
A couple of them involve money. One is just increase the price of cigarettes. You could do that indirectly by raising taxes on them. The report also recommends full funding for statewide tobacco control programs. If that sounds expensive, Lizzie, consider this. The Surgeon General says smoking costs the U.S. between $289 and $333 billion per year.
Wow.
Yeah.
We haven't had a lot of big lawsuits recently against the tobacco companies. What's up with that?
Yeah, we really haven't. There was a big tobacco settlement in the 1990s, you may remember, that gave tobacco companies some immunity. Besides, there are clear warnings on packs of cigarettes. It's well known they're addictive. I talked to Andrew Popper about this. He's a law professor at American University here in Washington.
From the tobacco standpoint, if you know what this hazard is, there's no surprise here. You choose to use it. You're an adult, so you bear responsibility for it. So it's understandable why the claims are hard to bring and they're expensive.
Now, Lizzie, the Food and Drug Administration does now have the right to regulate tobacco. That was part of a 2009 smoking prevention law. The FDA can actually restrict tobacco sales, for example. But Andrew Popper told me he doesn't think the FDA has really used its new authority yet.
Well, we'll be watching that. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thank you.
You're welcome.